Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie. Hope you're having a good day so far.
We want you to have a good day and a good week. And Jeannie has a surprise for me today because I don't know what verse she's going to pick.
It's your turn.
So, I'm in the same place as everybody who's listening. Let's find out what our verse is today together. What is it, Jeannie?
Okay, well, before I unveil the verse, we're repeating. We're in Philippians. In Philippians 3:20, we talked about our citizenships in heaven. Mm-hmm. And then Philippians 1:21-23, Paul mentioned that for him to live while he's here on earth is for Christ. And if he died, it would be even better. But he was torn between the two desires,
right,
to stay here and do more fruitful work or to go be with the Lord. And it seems that he wants to really go be with the Lord.
Yeah.
So the question is, what is Paul so looking forward to?
Oh, question of the day.
Yeah. I mean, like we mentioned, sorry
to mean to interrupt you. See, I'm all in anticipation.
Yeah.
Because okay. I don't know what verse you're going to pick. But the last time that we talked, I think we called it torn between two desires.
Yes.
To stay here, which is helpful to people, or to be with the Lord, which of course would be even better to be with Jesus. Okay, I'm ready.
Well, I'm back to the same spot. My question.
Okay.
Why was Paul so excited about going to heaven? Because we mentioned that so many times people think that heaven is just kind of the backup, or, you know, like I'm living on earth until, oops, my life is gone and I can't live here anymore. So, oh, well, I have something to look forward to, I guess. I don't know. Better than nothing.
Yeah, we probably have through our lives had funny visions, thoughts, impressions of what heaven might be like.
And from this verse that we read, Paul seemed to be real certain that being in heaven was a better place to be than being here, and he had reasons for it. So I thought it might be fun to explore some of the possibilities based on Scripture.
Exploring heaven.
Exploring scriptures about heaven.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I
need to be a better listener.
The verse that that we're starting with, and I think that we could go through several verses, and then as the days go by, and then we'll come back to Philippians and read some more from Philippians. But today's verse is 2 Corinthians 5:1, and this is also written by Paul through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And he says, "For we know," this is New Living Translation, "for we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down," that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, "we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God himself, not by human hands."
Ah, okay. So when he talks about tent, he's talking about our bodies.
This flesh
that we live in. Look, this is good. I like this because we're a spirit that lives in a body.
Right.
And these bodies that are tent, a tent speaks of temporary.
Something temporary, right.
Just camping out for a while.
Okay.
And the older we get, the more the tent falls apart.
Gets holes in it. The rain
comes
in.
We used to have an old tent, I remember, that disintegrated over the years.
We did, or you did
growing up? No, we had a tent. It was canvas, and it eventually fell apart. So sometimes I feel like my tent is falling apart.
And then we upgraded to
RV. I got a bad knee, you know. Anyway, go ahead.
You missed that part. I said then we upgraded to an RV.
Oh, that's right.
An old RV, but an RV.
Yeah.
So that's our camping right now. So he honestly believed that who he was going to leave this temporary dwelling place body, and he was going to be given a new body. So we know that Christ, after his resurrection,
yes,
he had his new body, and yet he was recognizable as a person. I mean, even he told Doubting Thomas. So go ahead and touch my palms and
put your hand in my side.
And then he ate with them. Remember, he sat down on the beach and he ate with them, broke bread with them. But yet he was able to walk through walls and doors.
Appear and disappear.
So obviously there was something different.
Sounds like an upgrade over what we're...
Definitely sounds like an upgrade.
Yeah.
But he was him. He was him, you know, he was Jesus. And for all eternity, we're going to know that that's Jesus. Yes. You know? And so for us, when we get our new bodies, you know, we can't say for sure, but definitely it's going to be an upgrade. And I have my little theory of God using our DNA and then recreating us, but perfect.
Yeah, in a tent that won't fall apart.
A tent that won't fall apart. And we'll like what is made perfect because we'll have the perspective of the Lord. And we won't be comparing ourselves to other people or any of that when we have our new bodies when we're in heaven. We're going to be satisfied. We're going to be happy. We're going to be appreciating what he gave us. So, but yeah, there won't be any more disease. There won't be any breaking down anymore. But yet we'll still communicate and have all those advantages of a body that has been resurrected.
And I'll get my jet black, long black hair back.
Maybe. Who knows, but whatever you look like, we'll know it's you. And you're going to be happy with it.
You'll recognize me. Yes. I'll be about 30 years old. And
that's my theory. I think we're all going to be in our 30s. Yeah. I think the same age as Adam. When Adam was created, he was probably 30. That's my guess. Kind of fun to think about it. But yeah. But we're going to be us.
Yeah.
And so I think that's exciting. So that's the first thing that I came up with as far as remembering what Paul had taught us about exchanging our tent for a new body. That is definitely one of the things he was looking forward to.
Yes.
His body had been pretty beat up down here. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, I thought we could look at some other reasons why Paul might be excited to go to heaven besides getting a new body.
Well, I think that's a really good one. You know, sometimes we wake up in the morning with aches and groans and, you know, some days I wake up and I go, good morning, Lord, you know, and then other times I wake up and I go, oh, good morning, Lord, I need a cup of coffee right now. And so that won't be something we'll have to worry about.
No. And for those of us who have suffered in this body or know loved ones who have suffered, that's going to be over with.
Yeah.
Those that couldn't walk will be walking and running.
Yes.
It's going to be wonderful.
Amen. Father, thank you so much for this time together. And as we turn our thoughts towards heaven, it's our real home. It's our real citizenship. And it's a real place. And there's real people there. And they have brand new bodies. That's your plan for us to do that. And so, Lord, I can hardly wait to see the ones that have gone on ahead. Father, even to see the ones who may be suffering now in their bodies and have that all made brand new. Father, bless my brothers and sisters, everybody that's listening to this. Get us all excited about our heavenly home. For we pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name, and everybody says,
amen.
Amen.